Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach, who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome everybody to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And I serve other coaches, other people of influence, other helping professionals who want to make a bigger impact on the world and to do it faster and more sustainably than they could by themselves. And it's funny how life works. Because, and I'm just going to reference the last episode of this show. Episode number 2, I talk about synchronicities and the fact that everything is always working out for us, even if we can't see it in the moment. And if you listen to that podcast, you'll understand that I had been asking for support and guidance and, you know, things to show up to help me become more visible in my community and online. And specifically this podcast. And it's really bizarre. When you ask for things to show up for you, the universe will respond and things will start showing up, but it might not show up the way in which you wanted it to or the way in which you thought that it would show up. So if you haven't listened to the last podcast, I'd go back just to get the context of how noticing how things line up for us. No matter where we are and what we're asking for, those things show up. And so, as I said in the last podcast, I was talking about I want to become more visible. And it's funny because I'm asking for it. I want it to happen. And I'm putting myself out there. I've launched this podcast. But as I'm recording the content for episode number 2, the first one where I'm actually sharing some ideas, I started second-guessing myself. I started wondering if what I was producing was clear enough, if it was relevant, if it was going to support people the way I had intended it. I was starting to doubt whether or not it was enough. Is it good enough? But I'm like, okay, don't worry about that right now. Let's just edit it down. Let's get it ready to produce or to publish, and I'll publish it tomorrow. That's what I was saying yesterday. And then I went out and I did my newsletter, and I sent it out to my whole newsletter list saying, hey, look it, I've got this podcast up finally. I'm really excited about it. Come check it out. I can't wait to share all of the content that I've got for you. And I was just about to go to sleep last night. And I'm in bed and I'm going through, and by the way, don't do this, but I was in bed and I was looking at emails. If you're in business or, well, I guess you don't have to be in business, but if don't look at your emails before you go to sleep, it totally screws with your sleep. Anyways, so I'm looking at these emails and I see a couple from past colleagues who are on my list, and they're like, hey, good for you. Looks like you're really making it. And I'm already in my head going, yeah, I haven't really made it yet. So I'm actually cutting myself up. I'm actually putting myself down. And then I see another one from another colleague. And she mentions, hey, I'm really looking forward to hearing this first podcast. That sounds awesome. I hope you don't mind. I'm sharing this with 3 other people that we have in common if they are not already on your list already. And I immediately went into self-doubt mode and completely triggered that what I have, these people are so much more advanced than I am. And that content's probably not good enough for them. I'm going to have to go back and rework everything. Or maybe I have to produce a new episode number 2 that's got completely different content. And it was starting to shut me down. It's like... I asked for the visibility, and as soon as I put it out there that that's what I wanted, the universe started to test me. I started getting people who were interested in hearing it and sharing it, which is exactly what I said I wanted. And then as soon as it started showing up, I was resisting that visibility and wondering, do I really want to be visible? It actually reminds me of, you know those little potato bugs? I think they're called potato bugs. And when you touch them, they've got a really hard shell and they kind of, they curl up into a ball and you can't see their legs anymore. They become almost like a little wheel or look like a bit of a donut, I guess. And then if you leave them alone long enough, they'll kind of open back up again and try to walk away. That's what I think I feel like, that I say I know what I want, and as soon as I get what I'm looking for, I close down. I freak out and become my own little potato bug. And I started to wonder, do I really want to be visible? Yes, it's what I want to be. So if I'm really ready for this, I need to be okay with being vulnerable, with sharing the stories that I've got, with sharing the content that I have, wherever I'm at. Because I know at my core that the material that I have, the material that I share, is perfect for somebody somewhere right now. And actually, there's probably a huge mass of people who are ready for this material right now. But if I don't share it, it doesn't help anybody. So I have to be totally okay with sharing where I'm at and what's going on, and even the inner workings of what's going on. The fact that I recognize this in my sleep, waking up at 3 a.m., fretting about what I'm sharing and if it's the right piece to share today. If I look at that, that's freaking awesome. I'm actually able to catch myself now, catch myself in the middle of freakout mode and becoming that little ball of a potato bug, catch myself and stop myself. And if I'm experiencing this, if I'm experiencing the concern about being visible, about actually putting myself out there, I guarantee I'm not alone. And I guarantee there are other helping professionals, other coaches out there who are experiencing this right now as well, where they're saying, hey, I want a ton of clients. And then when they start getting clients, they start to freak out. I can totally relate to that. As I'm doing that, because this podcast is a client relationship cultivating tool, an outreach tool, and visibility tool, and content creation tool for me and for the tribe that I want to serve. So I need to be vulnerable enough to share that journey if I really want to help other people move past and through that. Act as a beacon of light in some capacity to help people move forward. And if you're not a coach or a helping professional, I'm pretty sure you can relate to this in some capacity, whether it's relationship-wise or job-wise, career-wise, about maybe it's in a job, right, where you're asking for more responsibility, and as soon as somebody gives you an opportunity to have more experience, you're like, I don't think I'm ready for that. That's too big a chunk. What I want to tell you is, if you are asking for something now because you want that area of your life to be better, you are ready for at least a step in that direction. And you'll never be given more than you can handle at any given time. The opportunities that show up will be proportional to what you are trying to accomplish. And the way that you're going to know whether or not it's proportional or not is because it's a manageable step or not. Is it just uncomfortable enough for you to battle through it? Or is it too big a chunk that it's too hard to bite into? You'll know. So the universe is here to test us. When we ask for something and it starts showing up, it's there to test you to see if you really, really want it. And I hope this is proof enough that I'm ready to take it on and hopefully normalize your experience of you being challenged by the request that you're making and that these synchronistic steps are showing up at just the right time, with just the right people, with just the right opportunities, at just the right time. And I guarantee when I look back at this, maybe this episode itself, I'll know that this all, everything that's happened over the last few weeks, few months, has all led me to that point. Because it's all being put out in front of us for us to take the next manageable chunk. So if you can see yourself in this kind of a situation where you're asking for some significant progress in your life, maybe it's in obtaining more clients or branching off into a new area of expertise, whatever it is that you think that you need to do to move yourself forward, sometimes it's easier if you have somebody to bounce that information off of, to get it out of your head so that you can see it for what it is, and then have somebody else reflect back alternate perspective to help you move forward. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to provide some kind of inspiration, share my stories with you. And if you feel like you resonate with the kind of material that I share and that you think that I could help you progress and move faster through your particular challenge in facing those areas that you want to improve upon, and not turn into a potato bug and curl up into a ball, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is info@coachian.com. You can also send me questions, comments, or feedback about the material that I'm sharing. I actually didn't intend for this to be its own episode on its own. I just, when I woke up last night in the middle of the night trying to rationalize why I was, you know, resisting sending out episode number two, I was freaking out. And I thought, what a great opportunity for me to share with everybody that it's okay that you freak out. But notice that, check in with it, figure out what you're resisting, and then try to take a small bite out of that, a smaller chunk maybe, so that you continue to move forward towards your ultimate goal, your ultimate destination. And like I said, if this kind of work resonates with you, I'm happy to take your questions, comments, or feedback at that email address, info@coachingin.com. You can also reach me at www.coachingdeconstructed.com or follow me on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram accounts. Anyways, I look forward to giving you another piece of your puzzle to living unapologetically you. I can't wait to see what shows up for me over the course of the next week and help you move towards living the life that you are meant to. So until next time, take care, everybody. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.